The blame game. Here's the best way to think about the relationship between shame and blame. If blame is driving, shame is riding shotgun. In organizations, schools, and families, blaming and finger-pointing are often symptoms of shame. Shame researchers June Tangney and Rhonda Deering explain that in shame-bound relationships, people measure carefully, weigh, and assign blame. They write, "In the face of any negative outcome, large or small, someone or something must be found responsible and held accountable. There's no notion of water under the bridge." They go on to say, "After all, if someone must be to blame and it's not me, it must be you." From blame comes shame, and then hurt, denial, anger, and retaliation. Blame is simply the discharging of pain and discomfort. We blame when we're uncomfortable and experience pain. When we're vulnerable, angry, hurt, in shame, grieving. There's nothing productive about blame, and it often involves shaming someone or just being mean. If blame is a pattern in your culture, then shame needs to be addressed as an issue. Cover-up culture. Related to blame is the issue of cover-ups. Just like blame is a sign of shame-based organizations, cover-up cultures depend on shame to keep folks quiet. When the culture of an organization mandates that it is more important to protect the reputation of a system and those in power than it is to protect the basic human dignity of individuals or communities, you can be certain that shame is systemic, money drives ethics, and accountability is dead. This is true in all systems, from corporations, nonprofits, universities, and governments, to churches, schools, families, and sports programs. If you think back on any major incidents fueled by cover-ups, you'll see this pattern. In an organizational culture where respect and the dignity of individuals are held as the highest values, shame and blame don't work as management styles. There is no leading by fear. Empathy is a valued asset. Accountability is an expectation rather than an exception. And the primal human need for belonging is not used as leverage and social control. We can't control the behavior of individuals. However, we can cultivate organizational cultures where behaviors are not tolerated and people are held accountable for protecting what matters most, human beings.